visitors to their guest chambers. It is also the story of some Germans who, in the midst of the carnage, did not lose their humanity. For me, the individual story of each Holocaust survivor is a valuable addition to the history of the Holocaust. It deepens our understanding of this cataclysmic event that destroyed forever not only European Jewry as such, but also its unique culture and character. That is why I tried to write my story as I remember living it as the child I was, not as an old man reflecting on that life. The latter approach would have deprived the story of its character as the contemporaneous personal testimony of one child survivor of the Holocaust. This audio program contains my recollections of events that took place more than 6 decades ago. These recollections, I am sure, are colored by the tricks that the passage of time and old age play on memory. Forgotten or inaccurate names of people, muddled facts and dates of events that took place either earlier or later than recounted, and references to events that did not quite happen as I described them, or that I believe I witnessed but may have only heard about. Because I did not write this audio program sooner, I could not consult those survivors who were with me